Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
How are you? Hello?
I'm good. And yourself, ma'am?
I'm good. I've been transferred to you because I have no idea what this gadget club is or this purchase at all. That was just submitted on my card. And the young lady said it was something, you know, like how you're trying to win something or whatever. First of all, I don't even have a foot massager. So I don't know what this stuff is. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I am having a headset difficulties. May I please have your first and last name to see what's going on?
Letitia Settles.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And just to verify, the agent did send over the right person. Could you please verify your address for me?
6041 North Hillmar Circle, District Heights, Maryland, 20747.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. I do see this started on February 27th with a survey that said you want a free gift, and a foot massager was chosen. And yes, ma'am, what had happened was, at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said, with receiving a free gift, it came along with a subscription to a Factory Direct Savings store, and it would have been emailed to you about how to download the app as well as some login information so that you can get onto the website and purchase. I mean, it comes with a $125 gift card so you can purchase different gadgets. Yes, ma'am, and it said that it was delivered on March 3rd of the foot massager. Do you think anybody in your household could have done it?
It's only me and my husband. And my husband don't even get pedicures, more or less a foot massager.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you think anyone that you know could have placed the order?
No. I mean, I carry my card everywhere I go.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. Could you please verify your email address?
It's mrssugar69202@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. They have that on file as well. And the last verification I need is your phone number.
301-804-7882.
Yes, ma'am. So I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. As long as you're sure that no one in your household or anyone that you know placed the original order, I will proceed with the claim.
Oh, sure. I mean, there's nobody in my household but me and my husband, and he doesn't even get into pedicures, more or less, bother anything, you know, for me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a second, and I get this taken care of for you.
Because I'm like, gadgets? What? I mean, even with certain emails, I don't even open them up. So I don't know nothing about that one.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And then subscriptions, honey, if they ain't free, I don't subscribe to nothing. Just like grocery stores and, you know, earn points for gas. I don't.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So this $56.95 will go back into your account no later than 3 to 5 business days. But as long as it stays pending, it can return within the next 24 to 48 hours. And I also have a confirmation number to confirm that the account has been canceled to prevent any future charges effective immediately. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, please, because I have no idea what this mess is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And just let me know when you're ready for the confirmation number.
I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie.
Yes.
259-558.
558?
Yes, ma'am. 384.
You say 384. 384, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to repeat that confirmation number back to me?
C as in Charlie. 259-558-384.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. This account is canceled to prevent any future charges, as well as refund of the $56.95 will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.